So let's just get into the word right now, these healing scriptures. Psalms 105 and 37. It says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. That's talking about the Father when he rescued the children of Israel from Egypt. He brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among the tribe. Matthew 15 and 29 through 31, it says, and Jesus departed thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up unto a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Verse 31 says, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed behold, the lame walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Acts the 19th chapter, verse 11 says, and God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James 5, verse 14 through 16. Is anyone among you sick? Oh, he said, anyone. Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they will be forgiven him. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto all those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Glory to God. Proverbs 30 and 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Mark 4 and 14. The sower soweth the word. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God is the origin and it's the source of all increase. It is the beginning of everything that is. So as we speak the word, have faith for the word, it begins to end something like the sickness, and it begins to make right everything until everything is completely whole. Hallelujah.